I'm joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 4-2 win against Hendon in the FA Trophy. Alan, in the context of the FA Cup defeat against the same team and the Hastings result last week, how important was this result?
Massive. I thought we're excellent. I thought we played some great stuff. I thought there were some that was actually frightening, some of the stuff we played. But great. We done well for large periods last week, to be honest. But you don't get the old... when you lose 2-1 with, you know, 10 men for a lot of time, you don't get the praise we should get, really. But I also thought it was brilliant, and Mel's better all round, and well done to the lads, you know.
What about the work rate of the players today, particularly the attacking players? Dean Lodge, I noticed, tracks back a lot more than has done recently.
He's been doing that in training. We had a chat with Lodgey, to be honest, and said he didn't up his work rate a bit, his talent, that's for sure. But I thought all round we're battling twos and threes, we won the ball, we played some magical stuff and scored some magical goals. I wish there was a few more there to witnesses. I think the crowd was crap, to be honest, not to support us, who were there, but I'm thinking, hold on a minute, we've had a promotion here, we've got ourselves on an awful position at EF top in the league, is there any chance of getting some bigger support? So we'll let try to look up ways to round schools or in supermarkets or whatever you do to try to raise support, because a team like that doing so well for the county, or the brother should I say, shouldn't be getting watched by 200 people. We play good football, we play attractive football, we get people, some people once or twice have said we launch it, that's a lot of cobblers, that's people who do it in the game. We try to get it down and play. If a pass goes wrong, it's a long ball, that's what they say. And I just wish people in the brother would support them more, like they did against Crea last year, like they did in the last game of the season. We just got to find ways, because 200 people in the FA Trophy isn't good enough, to be honest. So I just wish we could do it with one, two, do come out excellent. Well, most of them are, get a few knackers, like. But you know, I'm quite happy with it, and I just like to say we've got to try to drum up more support.
Mark Hans made reference to the support that do come to the games, in terms of negative comments, whatever. How much of an impact does that have on the players?
It is. The lads weren't very happy last week. We've come from a horrible situation. We've come up a league. We've come from a horrible situation where we found out after four games, I was probably close to the sack. The players were close to the sack. Some of them got the sack, if you like. And we've turned it around. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Something tiny goes wrong, and it's like a massive thing. And like, we always joke on. I'm not one for websites, and I'm not one to look at them and see what they want. And I think Ali, out of respect to Ali, I think he's got a great website, but I think the forum's ridiculous. If they're not talking about spaceships and all that, they're talking about when we lose games. When we win games, there's very little on there. That's what we think as a group. So the best thing I have to let them do is not read them and ignore them and crack on from them. Yes, like, for example, Joe Lechester makes his debut for us. He's 19, 20 years old, or 20, makes his debut. He goes through, he should have scored, and we got heard that he's Barclays banker, as they say, behind us, one person. Behind the goal, a couple of people are shouting for Carl Wilson Dennis's name. How would you feel if you just made your debut for Kingstonian? How would you feel there? So about last week and all that, we've got somebody who is on the committee, say, at the club. And we're coming through a tunnel, you're a disgrace, Kingston, you're a disgrace. Yes, we've lost the game, yes, I haven't done my job very well, and the players haven't. But can we not get a little bit more, like, 12th man-ish? Can we not get the support, what got over the line last season back? You know, I'm looking at that. We don't mind getting stick, and I don't mind, and I'm the first one to blame myself and all that. But I tell you what, some supporters have got to have a look at their self and say, are we giving them that support? Behind a girl, I come away from home, I sing songs, and I got a lot of respect for them lads who do that home and away. But I tell you, there's some instances in our crowd who are diabolical, and amount of things I've told them to F off and all that, and I'll continue doing so if it's affecting me players. And I just think, yes, I think Hamzio's dead right to saying something in the programme I do, because we need them as their support. And if we're going to give a good support, and yes, give me stick when we're losing games, but not disgraceful chance after a lad's made 30 minutes of his debut and getting stick like that is ridiculous.
Change the subject slightly.
No, right, okay, that's easy, okay, right,
yeah. How well do you think Simon Hucker reacted to that after his red card last week?
He's fine. Simon's fine. He's a good lad, he's a good player, he's fine, he's a great kid. Somebody I got a lot of time for, his family man, I keep saying it, so I had no hesitations whatsoever putting him in. I thought Moore Hawking was our best player by a million miles. I thought he was excellent. He tired near the end, we need to get him a good week's training, but I thought Moore was excellent. But I had no hesitation hooking whatsoever. It'll affect him, because he'd be more disappointed in missing games. But you know, it's a chance for Des and Bex to come in there now and prove a point. But he's fine, he's alright.
He took off John Fletcher and went 4-4-2. Was that a tactical switch, or was he carrying an injury?
No, he's carrying his hamstring. He's been out for 2 weeks with a hamstring, or he had a hamstring, and we managed to get him on the pitch, and it affected him. Once it went, we thought we'd go as a four, like we don't mind doing, and we'll just change the shape for that. If for example, Adam Thompson should be back next week, hopefully, so that'd be a boost to it. But if he wasn't, for example, and something goes down, Max is carrying a knock. Like, the thing that's wrong, we've got some unbelievable characters, we've got a few knocks and kicks in our change room. We don't see nothing. I even have a go at him for being soft. But the thing is, we're allowed to come back very well, and it wasn't tactical, it was because he had an injury, and we thought it was best off getting him off when we're 3-0 up.
How big a loss to the squad is Ashley Jones leaving to join Darlington this week?
Luke's come in and done well today, and we'll be putting another 70 in for a goalkeeper we have to challenge Luke again. Ash was excellent his short time here, and I wish him all the best, but I don't wish Dalton all the best, to be honest. You know, they haven't even contacted us and said he's taken them. His agent hasn't contacted us, said, you know, so we just found out yesterday he was signing for Dalton. Good luck to the lad, he's a cracking kid, he's wished the club all the best he has. He sent us a lovely text, and he's phoned me and the staff up and all that, you know, and I wish him all the very best, but I just thought it could have been done a better way, to be honest. But yes, I hope Ash gets in Dalton's first team, and I hope it's the last we see him here, because I hope that he, you know, if he doesn't, he's welcome back. If he does, fair play to the lad, but I thought Luke coming a good job, did you?
How much protection did the referee offer our players today?
Oh, like, I thought it's a couple of little late ones you get and stuff like that, but you know what my lads do, what the lad last week when Huckles went for that challenge, he rolls along the floor and cries. Well, our lads get straight back up for a flea most of the time, and we don't believe in rolling round and stuff like that. Except for Lodgy, of course, but he's a cheat. But the thing is, we are quite strong like that, so I thought, you know, I kind of not really knock a referee's performance once or twice, maybe, but we're all the same. We have bad days or bad decisions, we make bad decisions as players, so I keep on about refs. You keep fingered up, so it's your fault, to be honest.
I've got my facts right today. Conference South teams coming in the next round, so who do you fancy?
Not conference teams.
No, Conference National round after.
No, it's tough.
See, I'm on the ball.
No, you are. You've actually learned a lot. It's Mavish life for you. That's what she's done, you. We'll check it again. Give a home draw. Today was the only thing what mattered was getting the result. Give anybody. Conference South, Conference got working. Great club, Hampton. Good, strong sides. No, get them down here next round. Great. Keep where we are from anybody, to be honest. But get we're here. That'd be fantastic.
Do you ever think, what if we hadn't considered that penalty in the FA Cup, we'd have brought them back here for a replay, and as Hendon showed today, we've turned them over?
What if I had to stay with the same team and the same squad in the first four games of the season? Go on then, it's your chance now. You cannot look in football what ifs. I think a lot of it does, and yes, we do get a bit jealous looking at the papers and saying Tooting and Mitcham and Sutton, but we might have got a little bit jealous of us last season, win the championship and things like that, and turn this great club around. You kind of live on with what is. I think a few people do, to be honest, but we cannot. But yes, you do look and think, oh, Craigie, next year will be us. But then again, we've done something what a lot of people have done. We've actually achieved something here in a short space of time. I've been in a job 3 years in January, we have, and it's a good time to judge we're in and see if we can go forward with a club, or the club want to go forward or whatever. I know Mark and Mark do, I'm not knocking them too because of great support, but we'll have a look at the situation then. We can't look at what ifs. What ifs I had to, you know, not change nothing, we had to be in bottom of the league in there. We've done great to change the situation around. We lost in the last minute penalty. We lost in the last minute against Margate and a comeback 5, and we lost stupidly last week. We've come back 5 again, so I wouldn't bet against our lads doing something this season, to be honest, and I'm right behind them. I think it'll be great.